Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. An hour ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. We're here. Love during lockup. It's winding down, getting ready to transition into the next iteration of the franchise. Love after lockup.
So maybe the queen is not dead, because I think you're right. If it's not on people.com, it didn't happen.
I agree. I saw it Hollywood Unlocked, which seems like a sketchy.
I deleted it from our thing.
Yeah, but COVID she has takes COVID, her down. So.
Shit. Ugh, Granny's going down.
Not. She's 95.
Is it jumping right over Charles? It goes right to Willie?
No, it's going to Charles.
Going to Charles.
And she came out recently
better
and said
get
she wanted
cyanide ready.
Camilla to be queen.
Oh. How did Camilla pull off that hat trick?
I know.
My God.
I know. It's amazing. Yeah. Queen regent or queen something. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, all
right, guys. A couple programming announcements for your ears. Coming up next month, which is March. What the hell? We're already there. February flies by and January is like crawling.
It does.
Every year. We're
really
talking Temptation Island starts. I know, right? The new season of Temptation Island. We're excited about that. Those episodes will drop
it
everywhere.
It looks great. I mean, right? I just love seeing people hump under blankets. Really gets my engines revved.
I love Temptation Island. I love everything about it.
Ruining their lives.
We've covered the last couple seasons. If you're wanting to do a binge, go back and listen. And then over on Patreon, we're talking Love is Blind right now, which is just a thrill. I think I may be right about Shane. I don't know what happened. We'll get into it.
I think you're right. That's the most shocking reality TV star I've ever watched. I still hate him, but I don't hate him.
No. Yeah. I'm not.
Could you imagine him selling you a house?
Kind of.
No,
real estate agents
can
be wacky, you know.
He's not my real estate agent.
It's a weird, unregulated industry. So all those things happen. Patreon.com/escape to reality podcast. Temptation Island again will be everywhere. You
does
get your
give
pod.
Off Josh, what's his name? Vibes. Can't think of his last name.
Dumel.
From Millionaire Matchmaker. Not Millionaire Matchmaker. From Millionaire Listing, the brother
Altman.
Altman, he kind of gives Altman
vibes
with that. Josh Altman's obviously probably a lot better, but
you
just
think?
The shadiness, the salesman.
God. All right. I would like to say that I think I've figured out the problem with this show with Love During Lockup, which is I think it should have been 3 episodes leading up to the new season where you meet, like, either it's these like kind of like fire out, like Santiba gets burned and it's like over. But I just think that as we get, the longer it goes, the more reliant you are on the person who's not in jail to be the like the compelling character. And they did a good job casting, but I just don't think it's like sustainable. You know what I mean? Like
they,
you don't care
they shouldn't
that
have
much
gone through with it. There's only really two long lasting people. Ty.
Right.
Yes. And Indy. Yeah.
Yeah. And you find some stars, but then you also are kind of bored.
Max is fake completely. Max, I can't believe they would try to put, how could they even put that on there?
I don't know.
And then Haley, he's obviously with that girl.
Right. And then Haley and Dalton, like, I just, she got burned, but you know, that's a tale as old as time.
I love when they're standing outside of the prison. Like she thinks he's watching out the windows. She does seem like she's done with him. I do believe
she
it
does,
which I'm shocked.
This is the thing that I don't understand is like, she's giving her entire paycheck to him. When she said like, I gave you more
20
money
grand
than my child. It's like, what, how are you letting this happen? It's crazy. Crazy.
$20,000.
20 grand.
That's a lot of money
locked up. It's a ton of money. I mean,
and
crazy.
Dalton, I guess they want to keep Dalton on. They want to.
Oh, really?
After lock up producers. That's why? What I read somewhere. Who knows? Just because I think he is cuter than the average inmate.
Right.
Even though he does have but we haven't really seen much of him because probably COVID. They won't let us in there.
Yeah, when she was like, he's so good with words, he should run for president, as he's like reading as he's
in
like
prison,
reading his little like, you complete me, Haley poem. It's like, oh,
that's where most of these
sucker
presidents probably belong.
Crazy.
And crazy. When she said that she only ate Oreos and Goldfish, she made me think of Cher Horowitz. I only ate a Twizzler and some blah, blah, blah.
Crazy.
She's a cute little thing. I hope that she has snapped out of it.
Me too, because sacrificing your well-being, the well-being of your child, your comfortableness for some dude in prison who's then going to turn around and screw you the first second he gets, not literally, but figuratively, it's terrible.
Maybe she'll go be a lesbian with that nice girl or sit by a fire at a bar outside.
Yeah. This could be a scarring experience where she becomes a lesbian, which I think would
people
be great
think
for
that
her.
That's a wig. She's got her hair pulled back. That is really
no,
her
hair. Her
color.
Hair. That's her hair, people. It
and
has to
she
be.
Should be
I know,
doing
thought
YouTube videos, TikToks, showing people how to get an even dye. That is not easy.
Crazy.
That no white is crisp.
What a commitment.
I mean, she does no black
choice
dye.
No, I know. How do you get half your head?
Where's she making all this money? She's buying a house. She's giving 20K away.
I know.
Does he have to pay taxes on when people are giving you that much money?
I'm sure they take it. It's the government's involved. They got to be taking a percentage. I don't know what's happening.
How does she have this much money to give away? She's putting Dalton through college.
All of these people have this excess. Either it's, I don't know how they get it. Because
but to me,
credit
I'll put
card
on
debt is one
I'll
thing.
Get you a rebate.
Like,
right.
And it's, but this is
imaginary
cash
money. Right.
Right. Like they're not transferring
cash money,
credit
liquid transfer. Oh, no.
Yeah.
And what's I mean, and he doesn't look cracky, but he must be doing drugs. There's nothing. They're not eating Red Lobster right in there.
Right. I don't know what they're doing. Crazy.
Went to Krispy Kreme. Krispy Kreme donuts is outrageously expensive. Guess how much a dozen donuts cost?
$9.
16 and change.
For a dozen donuts?
Dozen donuts.
They're not good
enough.
Is that
not unbelievable?
Yeah.
I like them heat up in the microwave, but isn't that nuts? And the place is empty. There's no way that they could be staying afloat.
I think the trap for me is that they're small. And so it's like you feel like you're not eating anything, but you're probably eating like 75 grams of sugar in one. And then you eat like five. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, donuts are just pure sugar anyways. So, wow, that's expensive.
It's just a crime. It's a crime.
Crazy. All right.
He's probably spending on Dunkin' Donuts.
Maybe. Let's talk Ty and Hottie. Ty and Boston.
See, this was great. Great segment.
What I love
showing
was it when
both
she got so pissed about the sweatshirt that had made. He must be somebody in the hip hop scene
selling
in the area
merch. Right. But then he goes and gets locked up.
I was with him before I got signed. Before he got signed. I was in the studio with him 20 years ago.
She was with Lil Bow Wow before he became Bow Wow.
I loved when she said like 20, 30 years, you old bird. Like I haven't known him 20, 30 years like you, you old bird, which I love.
And it seems they could be friends. Boston doesn't want to fight, but I love that Ty does, obviously. But Boston wants to sit down, have a drink. I don't trust you. Get your drink. I would not drink a beer from my arch nemesis either.
You know what depresses me about this situation is it's yet another example of how women are pitted against each other all the time when men are at fault. And somehow now these two women hate each other, but no one's talking about the fact that this idiot's talking to seven women. Well, no one's having that conversation. It's crazy.
They should know better. When I got 100%. Cheated on, I didn't sit there and fight somebody. You got to blame the guy, his little penis.
Right. Right. 100%.
Because they both still think it's the sadness. He knows how to pick them.
I guess, but
Boston's cute. They're both cute. I think Ty is prettier, but Boston's growing on me just how dumb she is. I loved her in her yellow hoodie.
Oh,
I like her
great.
Little
that's,
haircut.
The sweatshirt really hit her off. She was pissed, like set her off. She was over it. I mean, I just love the angle of things. Ty hop flicking the water at her, which is such a petty move, like flicking water. But then the way she hops over and like is standing over
great.
Her, what an angle.
It's not easy to get out of a picnic table either. You snap your femur right in half.
So true. Oh, God. It was great.
It was great. And I loved the showing her on the phone with Hottie and Boston. Yes. They got Boston showing both and saying the same thing. If anyone should be more mad, it should be Boston because she is the real girlfriend, really. Ty is the mistress. It
yes,
seems,
100%.
Right?
Yeah, definitely. And when she said, in the beginning, when Ty was like pacing around in her house and she's like, today I got my first fight over a man. It's like, yeah,
I don't think
right.
so. I know.
It's not your first fight. Oh, God.
And I love how the friends are brought together and they have to go do something together while their friends are fist fighting on camera on the side of the street.
Oh, it's good. It's good.
The plug was her vibrator plugged into the wall. Is that a vibrator? How do you shove that big ass thing up your vagina? And would you want, is she not shoving it? Does that thing not go up? It was oh my God. Oh, okay. I'm going to sound nuts if you didn't see it. She's going on and on about how she has threesomes and that it's Umberto, her vibrator. And it looked humongous. I guess maybe it's just vibrates, but I was picturing her shoving it up in her. But I was pretty sure that it was plugged into the wall and
getting a nice
you want to get electrocuted up in there.
Well, maybe it's getting charged.
Well, it looked like it was plugged in and it wasn't
ready to use.
It wasn't a vibrator. It was more of a back massager that she's turned into a vibrator. Oh, it was one of those little clips in the middle.
God, I missed
that
whole
situation.
It
was very odd. It was very porny. Yeah.
Porny.
Well, when is Hottie getting out? Jesus.
I don't think he has a release date, right? Isn't he serving or is that the
He's
other
still
guy?
In.
One of the guys is like the guy who's serving 20 years. Is that her main dude? Remember? There was another guy.
Yeah. Involved. He's not getting out, right?
Right, right.
And Ty is still in with Hottie because when we talked to her, she said that she's still with him. He's not dumping Boston.
No.
Her and Boston should just become friends.
They should. Sister wives.
Yeah, you know? They should, really. And right. Ty is a very pretty girl, I think. One of the prettiest inmate lovers. One of the prettiest ones on this show. She does not need Hottie.
No, she's very beautiful. Very naturally pretty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Pretty. Yeah.
Very pretty. And she doesn't have that much self-confidence. When we talked to her, she really picked up her appearance apart. I think she's really cute.
I do too. She honestly reminds me of Evelyn Lozada.
Yeah, I think she's gorgeous. And I don't know. She was on Instagram saying she lost a bunch of weight too. And people must be telling her that she was fat and stuff, because I thought her body was very beautiful. And I just hate, crazy how we can think she's so cute and people pick themselves apart. Sad. And that's how she ends up with an inmate that's using her.
100% right.
Well,
let's talk.
I want a yellow sweatshirt.
Harry, so do I. We're interviewing Indie Guys coming up next month. She's going to be on Love During Lockup. So we're excited.
She got promoted, guys. JV to varsity.
She got the promotion. She's going back home. Okay. You know who Harry reminds me of is, now of course I'm going to forget his name.
I know who you're
the
talking
rapper
about.
That you're thinking of, the rapper who got, Tech Nine. No, what the hell is his name?
Yes. Something like that. I don't know who he is. I'm too old.
What
for
is his name with the multicolored hair who ratted, was snitched on people?
Oh, ended up in jail. I just kind of like vaguely know him. Like, I know I'm getting old because I don't know who Bad Bunny is and all that.
Bad Bunny. Oh God. It's going to drive me nuts. I don't remember.
But people
his name.
Talk
it's
about
something
him.
With a number. Has a
it's
number.
Not Tech Nine, but
no, of course
bald.
It's not. Tech
but I know
nine.
Who you're. I've never even heard of Tech Nine till now.
Oh, no, really? Tech Nine's a group.
Okay. Yeah. See, I'd never heard of them.
Man, it's gonna
37. I know who you're talking about. I want to say the Tasmanian Devil, but I know who you're talking about. He's got all the hair. Yeah.
Yes, the colored hair. I don't even know how I'm gonna find
his
name.
In the teeth. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's from like New York. Anyways, that's who he reminds me of. When he was FaceTiming, I was like, that could be him.
Yeah. That's I don't know who it is, but somehow I know who it is. I know we're horrible, guys. We're sorry. If you know who
it's
we're talking about, because you're on the same page as us.
It's gonna
is it 6ix9ine?
Oh, Tekashi 6ix9ine. Thank you. That's exactly what I was looking for. Tekashi
6ix9ine.
See, 6ix9ine.
I have no clue. I've heard Tekashi. I have no clue. I've probably
on a
heard
game
his song.
Show.
I great. Googled rappers with grills and braids came up. It prompted me for that. I would have put like crazy hair. But
I googled rappers in jail, which brought up a much longer list.
Why is he in jail?
Like federal charges. He's in some deep shit.
Oh, get Ty out of
also
the line.
Like potential murders, and he snitched on people.
Okay, sounds like a nice guy.
You know what I was thinking of the other day related to children and snitching? Like, how do you teach someone? Because Sterling came in the other day and he walked right up to me and he's like, "Daddy said fuck." And I said, "What?" He's like, "Daddy said fuck in the truck," like telling me that he cussed. And I was like, "How do you A, I loved it, but B, how do you make a truth teller and not a snitch? Do you know what I mean? Like, how do you delineate that?" It's hard.
I joke around. I tell him like, don't be a little snitch.
Yeah, you don't want to be a snitch.
Yeah.
So that's your lesson. very direct.
I'm way too direct. I told Tyler that the other day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I gotta stop. Talk to him more like their kids.
Back to
I know, Indian Harry. And it's like, and if your dad says fuck, daddy's allowed to cuss, and I would say, daddy's allowed to say whatever he wants. You don't be a little snitch. That's what I would say to him.
All right,
you little bitch.
No, I'll take joking. That next time.
I'm not. I'm just joking. I don't know. That's funny though. Yeah. That is great. we were playing Crazy Eights, and Tyler won, or I won, and Tyler was like, "You little skank," like that. And I looked at him, and we both at the same time. Oh yeah, but at the same time we realized Tyler said, "Oh shit, I shouldn't have said that," and then the kids start saying skank.
Oh, in front of the kids.
Skank. Yeah, we were playing Crazy Eights as a family, and Tyler said, "You little skank." That's great. So yeah.
Mothers of the year over here.
But all right, when were you allowed to say the F word in front of your kids, in front of your parents? I don't think I was.
My dad has a terrible mouth. So like, I think by
when you were 13, 14.
Oh, not 13, but like, I think in high 15, school. Like, yeah, I would say.
You're like, oh, this fucking teacher. And you would feel comfortable saying that in front of your parents.
Yeah. My dad has a terrible mouth though. So it's like, I definitely got my bad language from him.
Yeah, so. I guess it's more like it hit it, but
yeah,
I'm allowed to say it. Didn't. You know, you little assholes are not.
Right, 100%.
I don't know.
Okay, I was going to say about Indy is that she.
Who does she look like to you? She looks so familiar.
She does look familiar. I think what's amazing is that she got the elevation in cast without having, like, essentially she's crazy. She's nuts. She's psychologically married, whatever she is, spiritually married. Then she goes someplace without any research, moves her entire family, and then doesn't see him, and then just moves home. That's like, but it was great. Like, I found it very interesting. It was real.
Where's the other kid?
You know? I don't know. The other kid's at home, I guess, waiting for mommy to get back.
God. Crazy. That mom needs to get birth control and Indy's coffee.
I can't tell you how much I hate seeing children refer to a random person as daddy. Really bothers me because it's so unhealthy to be like trying to make your kid feel like they suddenly have a parent when you don't know what the hell is going to happen to your relationship.
I know.
You're not engaged. You're spiritually married, which is the same as fucking nothing. So you know what I mean? It's like, what
like
are we
there's
doing?
The rare chance it would work out. But the most chances are this is not going to work out.
100%.
And the way that they act, like this guy's in jail for like doing something innocent. He's freaking the reenactment. He is kidnapping people, taking them to the ATM, aggressively assaulting them. I mean, geez, Louise. And family and her family are having a family reunion. Like, this guy is the nicest guy on the planet.
I know. It's crazy.
He should be so grateful that a girl even wants him. I guess a girl shouldn't be dating him, really, because he needs to. I'm not saying he can't get on the right track, but he needs a little guidance here.
Yeah, and there's no history of anything positive. So let's take a little time here before we make these crazy decisions.
He looks like he's been raised by Bette Midler and the crew from Hocus Pocus. I mean, what the fuck is going on there?
Oh, that's great. I can't wait for the new Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, that's going to be good,
right? I think
it'll
be good. Yeah, definitely.
And witches get older or do they not?
Oh, great question.
Sarah Jessica Parker, what a fabulous career she's had that's so underrated.
It
Beyond
is,
Sex
yeah.
in the City, yeah, but she's been in a lot of shit.
Yeah, she's not. I would not like. She's not someone that comes to top of mind as a good actor. Like, you know what I mean? But she has a long.
But
career.
She is right.
Right. She's okay. Yeah.
First Wives Club. She played an excellent character.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
Oh, with her and Bette Midler again. Wow. Huh. Yeah, that looks all great. Right. Oh, why is she calling him Poppy and mimicking the little girl kissing the air? But when her and the mom saw him at the halfway house and the mom gets in the car, she's like, he is cute. Like, I love her mom so much. It shows what you'll do for the love of your child. but yes, they need to slap Indy straight a little bit. For the mom to be such a hard ass and be a bounty hunter, she is such a sweetie too.
Right. I know. It is fascinating.
I really like her.
Support her daughter.
Yeah.
She's so cute, isn't she?
Mm-hmm. She is.
The way, but I don't know. And the brother, we got to go home. We're all packed. Now they're back in the U-Haul. The poor little daughter wants to stay in the shit motel. It's like the poor thing doesn't even want to go back.
Yeah, getting their mold
disease. Move in with grandma.
Crazy. All right, last but not least, Gabby and Chris.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
These two crack me up too, I must say. I love the sister. Yeah, I just can't imagine. How can you not get along with someone when you have this much in common? You like to smoke. You both love the same, her brother, you know, you're there.
Right. I just love, what did he do? Because like he's involved in some heavy shit. If the mom's like, oh, the feds are involved. It's the feds. The feds won't let him out.
No, we need to make a cheat sheet of what these criminals do at the beginning of every season. It's
I know, hard, right? So we can keep judging them based off their past actions.
Right.
Like, should we trust them? I mean, I just love them driving around waiting all day. I always love the officers too, who call like they're going to be helpful. If I had known, I'd come out earlier. It's like, right, you would have. You're going to sit and watch us all day and come out in the 90th minute.
And they're just going to sit around and Gabby's sobbing at the steering wheel, acting so pathetic. And I don't know. Very interesting.
Listen, she's committed though. You know? You
gotta is. She loves this committed. Guy. I don't know if he loves her back, but. See,
or
if
she loves the money, one or the other.
If he was out and things were legit, they would be good for, because she's good TV.
Yeah, she is good TV because she's so irrational. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She wants to go. Great Everybody TV. Wants to make a fucking baby.
Immediately.
What is wrong with people?
They think that's the link to the permanent key.
Shit.
You know?
God.
It's crazy. It's a terrible
Isn't
decision.
It weird to be pregnant? I can't remember being pregnant. It feels like it never happened. Do you feel that way?
I mean, you did it three times, which is a little weirder. Yeah, I barely remember.
Isn't it weird? Remember, such a huge thing to happen in your life.
Right.
And you really.
It's over.
It's bizarre.
God.
Oh.
All right.
All right. I'm watching Space Force, everybody, on Netflix. Let me know if you like it.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a fun little comedy.
I'm finishing Inventing Anna, which I would not recommend.
Oh, like kind of you stuck with it. God bless you.
I don't know. I was like, what's going to happen here? But I think overall, it's just it was too long. It could have been five episodes and I would have been much more.
And is
engaged.
It eight?
Eight or nine or something? It's long.
And does,
too long.
What does she do? She just rips people off and stays in hotels and stuff?
Yeah, she essentially just like, she acted so rich that she was like brought into circles where people would pay for shit or she'd take advantage of stuff. Just shows you, you know, like if you're poor, you can't get a hotel room without paying for shit. You know what I mean? Without having a credit card. She's like staying for months at a time with no credit card on file. It's like just ridiculous.
And it really did happen.
Yeah. It happened. Multiple hotels in New York. She was staying.
Yeah. You wonder how.
Yeah. She just walks in all self-important, gets escorted up to her room. Nothing ever happens. It's crazy.
And she's in jail now, though.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah.
Is the girl from Veep and My Girl, is she Anna or is she the
she's the reporter. Yeah.
Is she good?
Oh, my God. My Girl. Thank you. I always forget she's from My Girl.
Yeah. What a fucking horrible movie to do to kids. Want to go see a fun little afternoon movie? Sure, Mom.
Fuck death. All right, guys. On that note, guess what? We'll be back before you know it. We love you.
Bye, guys.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.